Point of information, Mr. Chair, this is Richard. I was yes, cut off there for a minute. I didn't hear Alex's amendment.
Alex, would you repeat it?
I can repeat it. I don't have it written down, so I may not be repeating it exactly the way I said it the first time. It would be under item number 3, where it says members of an LSB who engage in violence or threats of violence. I would add members.
I can't hear you. Engage in acts of
obscene gestures or obscene language that encourage a hostile environment.
Okay.
Okay, Alex. If you would type that up and send it to me, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Anyone want to speak against that?
Can I speak to that?
Ricardo, go ahead.
I specifically worded the resolution that's before you very strictly so that it only applies to situations where people are actually engaged in violence, hurting someone at the moment, or placing someone in reasonable fear that they could be hurt. And the reason I did that is because our bylaws require 2/3 vote of the LSB to take disciplinary action against one of its members. However, when you're speaking about the safety, physical safety, and preventing physical injury, then all bets are off as far as the bylaws are concerned. To change that to where a majority of the board, which is what's in this resolution, can remove members for other reasons would be a problem. It would be in violation of our bylaws, which require 2/3 vote. Now, the majority that I put in the resolution doesn't have to be a majority. It could be a majority plus 2 or whatever division you guys want. I mean, you could even say, in my opinion, if somebody hurts someone, then they're off. If 2 members of the board decide that they should be off, there's no magic number when you're talking about somebody's physical safety.
A point of information.
I think a majority is reasonable, and that's why it's there. But if you change it,
Sean, get a point of information.
I'm sorry, Ricardo. Did you finish? I apologize.
No, go ahead.
No, Ricardo, by the way, I really like your motion, but I want to note, isn't it already a fact that if we create a hostile work environment, you can't do that in our stations because that's what people get sued over. You can't, create a hostile work environment. Isn't that already into effect? I mean, we've been sued for that before. You know, sexual harassment test, that's what they talk about repeatedly, is not only sexual, but creating a hostile work environment. Aren't we already operating under that?
George, point of order, is this relevant?
It's a point of information, and I think it's somewhat relevant. I guess the point is, do we need this? Ricardo, would you respond to that?
I don't know that our board meetings, our LSB meetings, are equivalent to the workplace for purposes of hostility. Certainly, it's a voluntary situation to sit on our board, and you don't have to tolerate anything. As opposed to the workplace. But the point is that we have a responsibility to ensure the safety of our people. It's very clear, and I think it would be foolish of us not to take this kind of action. Now, obscene gestures and things of that sort are one category, but when you're laying hands on someone else, that's totally different, and that goes totally against Pacifica's values as well. When you use violence.
Okay, we're still on Alex's amendment. Is there anyone who wants to speak for it?
Yeah, this is Summer. Am I on mute?
No, we can hear you, Summer. Just speak up.
Thank you. I'd like to make a comment, please. Well, two comments, actually. One to what Ricardo just said, and the other one to Alex's amendment. I believe, at least in our situation, when an employee is subjected to violence on station property, and that employee is also a member of the local station board and receives comp time in order to attend station board meetings, that would be construed under California law as being an employer-sanctioned activity, and therefore workplace protections that would exist in the workplace would extend to that meeting. Otherwise, we wouldn't be giving him comp time to attend the meeting. So I do believe our responsibility, at least as far as employees, extends to the meetings when those employees also happen to be board members. So that's on that issue. And second, on Alex's issue, as much as we would like everyone to behave in a seemly and appropriate fashion at public meetings, I think the First Amendment has been pretty clear on obscene gestures, and that is not something that we can regulate against. We can only regulate against acts of actual physical violence or threats of actual physical violence, and the courts have yet to construe obscene gestures as being acts of acts of physical violence.
You're waking up, Summer. Can we hear you?
Sorry, I'm on a landline.
I think just speak a little louder, Summer, it'll be all right.
Well, that's all. I just think from a legal perspective, on the first issue, employee rights extend to meetings that employees attend at the employer's compensation or, benefit. And that when it comes to obscene gestures, the courts have never construed those to be violence per se, and they're generally construed as being freedom of speech issues, and therefore I don't think that we can overreach how the law legally interprets these matters at most times, even if we would prefer
okay.
a decorum. It's a decorum issue rather than a violence issue.
If I could just respond quickly to those, both
Thank
of those,
you.
I would dispute that LSB meetings are extensions of our workplace. Now, I might be wrong, but I would dispute it. And as far as First Amendment rights, we are a private corporation, and we do have control of our property, and we have responsibility for the use of our property. And the First Amendment right does not come into play as far as specific as board meetings. The bylaws do.
Okay. If there's no objection, I'd like to, but we're out of time. So we need to go to a vote on Alex's amendment, which is to extend the category of things you can be removed for from violence to, Alex, would you repeat it exactly as you said it?
Can I just make one reply to Ricardo's comments?
That's Alex.
I do not believe anything here would be a violation of the bylaws, because all we're talking about is just board members for certain infractions. What requires 2/3 vote, according to the bylaws, is removing board members, and we're not talking about removing board members. Suspensions are perfectly legal in Robert's rules by a majority vote.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say, Alex, is that it's...
Okay, we are out of time. Unless somebody wants to move to extend time, we're going to go to a vote on the amendments.
How about okay. a
call for the questions.
I heard several people, but I didn't get what anyone said.
Call for the question.
Does anyone want to move to extend time?
No.
Okay. We're going to go to vote on Alex's amendment. Alex, would you read the additional criteria for getting yourself ejected from the meeting?
You want me to read it again?
Yeah, just that part.
Okay, and point number 3, where it says members of an LSB who engage in violence or threats of violence, I would like to add the words, and who make obscene gestures, engage in obscene language that is conducive to a hostile environment for the meeting.
Okay. Is there any objection to Alex's amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Richard, would you take a roll call vote on that?
Okay, Sean O'Brien.
Abstain.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Summer Reese.
Pass.
Rico Ross.
No.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Lorero.
Yes.
Richard Uzel Epstein. Nia Bediako.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Yes,
Kathy. Yes, okay. Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Epstein.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kimmery Orndorff.
Epstein.
Marcel Reed.
No.
Jim Bennett.
No.
Theo Wangaza.
Yes.
Shiram Agmir.
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Pass.
Don't have longs. Andrea Turner.
No.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Summer Reese.
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg.
I'll vote yes.
Yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you. Seven yes. Eight no. And six abstain.
Okay, the motion fails. Next go to vote on Nia's motion, which is, Nia, would you state it again?
Well, actually, I wanted to say that I wanted to make a motion to refer to the governance committee.
Not the motion.
Well, it's too late for that. We're in the middle of a vote on your amendment.
The main motion, yes. No, that's not true, George. We haven't voted on the main motion.
I'm sorry, we're out of time. There's no more things to do other than take votes.
That's right.
So, if you won't say what your amendment was, I'll say what I remember of it.
George, I recall for 10 more minutes.
We're in the middle of a vote, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, I asked for extension time before. I didn't get a response. We're in the middle of a vote. We're going to go ahead and take the vote. As I recall, what it was to replace violence in the motion by explicit violence.
No, George. It's not to replace. Explicit.
Well, then what was it?
I'm saying it. It's to put explicit in front of everywhere there's threat.
It's to put explicit in front of the word violence. Is that correct?
Threat.
What?
It's to put explicit in front of the word violence. Is that correct?
No. Explicit threat.
Oh, violence is replaced by explicit threat.
No.
I'm sorry. Say it again, please, just the way you want it. Just the way it was moved.
I like to put wherever there's threats of violence, to please put explicit.
Threats of violence. Okay. Richard, would you go and take the roll on that?
Okay.
A point of information, Chair.
Yes.
Means state clearly and in detail. I'm wondering, are we talking about when we say explicit, that means that we are going to specify these explicit words, or what? Because explicit is it covers a lot of ground.
That's correct, but that's how the motion is worded, and you'll have to decide for yourself what that means to you and whether you think it's worth including.
Thank you.
Richard, would you take the roll, please?
Okay, Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Lorero.
No.
Richard Uzel, no. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Jennifer Jaeger.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kimmery Orndorff. Kimmery? I can't hear you, Kimmery. Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Tia Wangaza. Shahram Agmir. Shahram? Can't hear you, Shahram. Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Joe Wenzala.
No.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Summer Reese.
No.
Rico Ross.
No.
Somebody passed. Afia Wangaza.
No.
That was a no?
Yes. No.
Yes, a no. Okay. Seven, yes. Twelve, no.
Okay, the motion fails. The next vote is on the motion as it stands, unamended.
You have a stack.
No, we're finished with that. We're taking a vote now. Would you call the roll on that, please? Richard, would you call the roll on that, please?
Okay.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
Point of order is that you said that you were going to go through the amendments and that you had stacks for the amendments, but
that's correct.
You also, prior to that, had a stack for the original motion.
That's correct.
And we ran out of time. Well, then
please, Sean, that's correct. But when you run out of time, you have to take a vote. That's all there is to it. And what stacks there are just aren't followed. That's it. That's the end of the time.
So the point is that people will be on suspension forever, and there's no means of recovery from suspension.
That's not a point of order. That's with regard to the original motion. And what we're at now is taking a vote on that motion. So would you go ahead and take the vote, please, Richard?
Okay, this is on the motion for the main motion, zero tolerance. Nia Bediako. Nia Bediako.
No.
Kathy Davis. Kathy? Can't hear you, Kathy. Can't hear
she's
you,
going
Kathy.
To
come back
to
bite all of us.
Kathy said she was having problems with her phone.
Yeah, something's wrong with her phone.
Jennifer
and
Jager.
Going to come back to
bite. Yes. Richard,
Alex Steinberg.
This is Kathy. My phone keeps cutting off. Can you take my yes now?
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kimmery Orndorff.
Yes.
Marcel Reed.
No.
Jim Bennett.
No.
Fia Wangaza.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I got you. Shahram Agmir.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm going to pass as well.
Andrea Turner.
Yeah, there are no standards for this, so voting no.
No, thank you. Joe Wenzala.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford. Leslie?
I'm
can't
sorry,
hear you,
I
Leslie.
Said no. No.
Okay. Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Alberto Lorero.
Yes.
So, somebody's got feedback. Please try muting your phone. Put your hand over there.
Richard Giselle, yes. We have a pass. Jerome Agmir, do you pass?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you're voting yes. Okay. Yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Tracy. Yes, okay. No. 15 yes. 6 no.
George, it's me. I'd like to give a motion to rescind. It's not well thought out. We're going to have lawsuits.
To rescind. You want to announce the motion to rescind? Okay, fine.
It's not well thought
out. That's fine. You can make that at the next meeting with announcement. The next item on the agenda is Levon's report. Levon? Yes.
Good afternoon. How are you doing? I had sent out the actuals for the first 5 months of the year. That's from October through February year to date, and a quick summary on what the results are.
Could you speak louder? I can hardly hear her.
I can hardly hear you.
Oh, thanks. Are you addressing me? Okay.
Yes.
I'll talk louder. Okay, I didn't know whether you were talking about me or who was actually talking, because I could hear other voices. Okay, this is LaVarne, and I sent, thank you, and I sent the consolidated results for February year-to-date, which is October through February of this year. That's for the fiscal year. And in summary, so the reports are in detail, and I have... And we had a National Finance Committee meeting on Tuesday, okay, and we went over in detail. I sort of reported on some of the explanation for the major variances. So just in summary for the board, the revenue for year-to-date total $6.2 million, which was $1 million worse than the budget, with listener support contributing $900,000 to the negative variance. And compared to the prior year, and in your report you have a prior year, and compared to the prior year, the revenue is $300,000 worse than the prior year-to-date revenue. The expenses for year-to-date total $6.3 million, and if you just do a quick little add and subtraction there, that means that we are the net surplus or loss. In this case, the net loss is $1 million or $100,000.
Net loss is what?
Please repeat what the net loss was.
Okay, yeah. So I said, if you just look at a quick add and subtraction, the revenue was 6.2, the expenses were 6.3. That means that the deficit stands at $100,000 or $0.1 million. And
okay.
That is $0.9 million or $900,000 worse than the budget. And just looking at some of the causes, major contributors to the deficit include the audit fees, consulting costs that are in the stations, and the LSB election costs, in addition to, as I pointed out,
the listener support revenue.
There's
some siren or something going on.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Whoever's got the siren in their area, please mute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Please continue.
Audit
okay.
And LSB and what else?
I'm sorry?
You had said audit fee, LSB election, and something else, I believe.
Consulting costs. Yeah, that siren was pretty loud. And consulting costs in the station. And some of the other areas that you had asked, the board had asked me to report on is, and we have these sheets we can I can send, include the cash in the bank at the end of February of this year, and that if we look at it by station, in total, the cash in the bank is $1.9 million, and the unrestricted cash in bank is $1.2. So if you look at your expenses of $6.2 million for the first 5 months, that's about $1.2 million a month in expenses. And if you look at the unrestricted cash balance that we have at the end of February is $1.2 million, coincidentally. So therefore, it shows that our reserves for the total foundation in terms of being able to carry the expenses, that's only 1 month. So there's lots of concern there, and our goal for the year is to get back and try to strive not only toward achieving the listener support revenue, but also in terms of trying to build reserves. And on the listener support, as we've gone through in our finance committee, some of that is due to timing, and KPFK's fund drive began in February rather than in January, so you have some timing issue there. So some of that, with the $900,000 that's worse than budget, that will actually drop some, hopefully, at the end of this month, because the drive for KPFK was extremely successful. KPFK's fulfillment or percentage of revenue in terms of credit cards is really high. I'm looking for the sheet here. We did a little analysis for the audit, and KPFK usually has the highest percentage of credit cards to total pledges. So when that means immediate cash. And so again, if we look at individual stations in terms of cash and bank, with the larger stations and the larger drives, KPFK maintains the higher amount of unrestricted cash. But KPFT, as usual, has in terms of expenses to unrestricted cash, maintains the higher percentage there. And KPFT's cash in bank, unrestricted, is $183,000. And KPFK has the highest amount, which is at $448,000. And we had at KPFA, actually, we had the funds in there, and we had actually separated them out of the operating account where funds for the Haiti relief. So I'll just have to check on that to see what's in the money market account is KPFA's, or if that still includes the funds for the Haiti Relief Fund, where KPFA had the one-day fund drive, which was tremendous and really brings Pacifica Foundation in terms of showing that, you know, this is part of our mission. So that was really generous of them. And the other items that we had talked about were the major payables through the end of March. And we've had some improvements other than I'll just go over some, and the others I think we can talk about in executive session. But we still owe Democracy Now. We are concluding the audit, but we owe on the audit was much higher than what we had budgeted and expected. And the reason why was due to just not having, if we looked at the management letter, I think we sent that to you, just not having the process in place at the New York station that would allow us to conclude the audit successfully and smoothly. We spent a lot of time there and really had to actually drop a couple of the requests and that we were trying to conclude at the end of the audit, which would have actually increased our reserves and increased our revenue. So that could not be concluded successfully, so we had to drop that and conclude the audit. And but some of the major ones we had talked about before, I can send this little chart, includes Empire State for WBAI, and we are on, we are up to date with Empire State, so that's very good. In fact, we have a small credit balance, With the rent at 120 Wall Street, what I see right now is that we are still owe the month of March. I'll have to check that, confirm that. We had the we paid the ComNet marketing where they did the telemarketing for WBAI, so I think we're about current with that. We'll reconcile that again. But that was a threat. There's I'll talk about that in executive session too. And FSRN, we are like we're making sure that FSRN can make their payroll, but we really have to address that in terms of having that paid out at the time, you know, on a monthly basis, so that we can't be behind on that. And then Democracy Now, we still owe all of Democracy Now, and Paul Hastings, the legal, we owe Paul Hastings about $100,000. That's for a case at WPFW, and other legal payables. We have a number here, and I can talk about this in the executive session, because that for a while we were carrying the other legal obligations, and all of a sudden, I think about $70,000 were added back into there. But the other item we wanted to talk about is central services and how we're actually and what stations are actually paying central services. I mean, if we look at, again, on Democracy Now, $300,000, we owe FSRN close to $100,000. And if we look at central services, we see that KPFT is the only station that pays their central services on time and accurately. And they've paid $76,000 year to date, and that's based on the actual listener support revenue versus the budgeted listener support revenue. So they're really right on that. We have yet to receive central services from PFW. We actually had we did some advances at BAI at the time, but we used those for billback. So if you look strictly at central services, there's no payment. KPFK, this is an actually still owes some from prior years. So we are working with Bob Conger on this, and I think we actually received $90,000. So I have to update my little sheet here. We received $90,000 this week, so I'll update the sheet before I send it out. And KPFA has only paid $71,000. They actually owe $123,000 to the national office. So if you look at how much we've paid and how much is actually worse than the budget, the worst in budget is about almost $600,000, and if we had that in, that would pay for Democracy Now, which all the stations carry, but it has not been, but we're behind in payment. So if you just look at what is owed in central services versus what we have, versus the outstanding debts that we owe from the outside, the central, we really have to look at and make a commitment to central services, and I think that's where we will go forward. And also, I've communicated with the business managers and also copying the general managers to talk about and to meet and to start the process of the 2011 budget. And I think Houston, they're very good. They have started that. They have distributed sheets to, I believe, planning sheets, budgeting sheets to their staff and department heads, so people can start with their wish list. And also, we are also after the first half of the year, we will start our monthly cash flows and cash flow projections for the next 12 months out. So we'll get these processes in place, and also in the National Finance Committee. What we will do, and who initially we did this, but we will invite a general manager and the business manager on these calls. So when we get the results, we will have the business managers and the general managers, to talk about their results for that month, so that we'll have a better feel for and from the field and exactly what is happening, what they think the hot buttons are, and how we can address either the negative variances, or talk about the really positive things that we can do and share. And I would like to report again that this audit has really, we would have these daily meetings at 10 a.m., and the meetings were not only with business managers, but also with the database managers, And I think it has really created a good team for us to go forward because we're all, both positions are really closely related, and that we see that working together, even for stations where we have some issues, like at BAI, but one of the things that we had done to address the fulfillment is to make sure that on the credit cards that are declined, that you call the listener immediately the time you find out that the credit card was declined. So although there may be issues at some stations, by working together and addressing common problems or common projects, we've found that we can share a lot. And we also find that the response is immediate. Like we had a request that we've sent out today, and we already have responses from four of the units. So this is really good, and I'd like to thank all of you guys there who are on the finance committee, and also that this is really, I think this has really taken us to where we want to go and working together as a foundation.
Okay, Vival, we're actually out of time for the open meeting. We're going to adjourn the executive committee. The executive session will begin immediately, so please we'll hang up and dial right back in again, and we'll questions for LeVon can be asked in the in executive session.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is Richard. I would like to move that we have a continuation meeting this Sunday night on the 28th to finish our agenda.
Objection.
Is there a second for that?
Second.
There is an objection. Can we just go to a roll call vote on this immediately? Is there any objection to going to a roll call vote on this? Okay. Hearing none, Richard, please call the roll on it. So yes means yes, we'll have the meeting on Sunday, and no means no.
Okay. Alonzo Brown?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
I'm sorry, no.
Kimria Ordoff?
No.
Marcel Reed?
No.
Jim Bennett?
No.
Gaza?
Yes.
Sharam Akhmer?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joe Anzala?
Yes.
John O'Brien?
Abstain.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese?
No.
Rico Ross?
Abstain.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Larrero?
Pass.
Richard Uzel, yes. Nia Bediako?
Let me pass for a second.
Okay. Kathy Davis? Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jager?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alberto Larrero passed. Maybe.
Yes, okay, I'll go along with it. Yes, but I might not be here.
Nia Bediako.
No, I would like to do next Sunday.
Easter?
Easter.
Sorry, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Nine yes. Nine no. And two abstain.
I'm going to vote yes. So we'll meet again on Sunday as a continuation meeting.
Okay, this is Summer Reese. I request an excused absence. It's Palm Sunday. I'm not going to be there. Thank you.
Oh.
I request an excused absence as well. This is Jim. I can't do it.
Yeah, I request an excused absence. This is Andrea, Palm Sunday.
We're not going to do it at night during the day. We're going to do it at night, folks.
I go to Mass at 6 p.m. I realize this is not important to most people, but I'd really like to avoid the major holidays. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'd like an excused absence also.
Okay, I'm going to change my vote. I'm going to abstain, which means we're not going to have the meeting this Sunday. I'll schedule. I think I can schedule a continuation meeting.
Instead of information.
Yes.
How do you change your vote after the count?
It's up to me to declare did I declare it already?
No, you didn't declare.
I think I did. I think I did say we would meet on Sunday. You're correct. I can't do that after I've made the declaration. So it will be Sunday. I'm sorry we'll be missing you all. I'll send out the time would be 8:00.
I'd like to make a motion that we suspend the rules and allow the changes vote because I can't make it either.
And I second that. This is Kim Rick, because I can't make it either.
And please let's not schedule for Good Friday either. I mean, this is like 1 week where, you know, just if we could skip just the major days, that would be very much appreciated.
Can we do the following Friday instead?
Not this.
Is there any
Friday,
objection to the following Friday?
After Good Friday, no problem.
A week from today.
A week from today.
A week from today is Good Friday. The following Friday is after the holiday.
That's Good Friday. Oh, okay, right. How about two Fridays from today?
Beautiful. Second. I'll take a Friday.
Okay, so this is totally out of order, but...
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. I object. We've passed this motion, and we need to move on.
I move we suspend the rules.
Second.
Point of information.
Takes two-thirds vote, doesn't it, Mr. Chair?
What's the point of information?
There is a particularly pressing agenda item for the Affiliate Task Force, and my question is, and it's time-sensitive, so I'm concerned that it be addressed in a timely fashion, and 3 weeks from now is way overdue.
Okay, so I guess that's not a point of information, really, but there's been a motion. What's in order right now, we're supposed to end now. That's the orders of the day. So the motion is to suspend the orders of the day. It requires two-thirds to pass. It will allow time for someone who voted, for instance, for this motion to change their mind. Will it do that, actually, really?
I have a point of information.
What's your point of information?
My question is, just for clarification purposes in my little bitty itsy bitsy brain, if we don't go through this rigmarole, on Sunday, this coming Sunday, 9 people come onto the call, or 10 people come into the call, does that cancel the meeting automatically?
Yes.
For lack of a quorum?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, guys, are we going to have a quorum on Sunday?
No.
Yes.
There's a motion to suspend... The orders of the day requires two-thirds. The fact of the matter is that I already did declare the meeting on Sunday. And even if we extend time... it can be reconsidered. It can be reconsidered, and I'll move to reconsider it. I voted for it, and I'll move to reconsider it. So if we want to do it that way, if we want to set a different time, we can do it. We need two-thirds, however, to do that. Richard, would you call the roll and see if there's two-thirds for suspending
rules?
The chair.
Rules. It's suspending the orders of the day.
Mr. Chair, did you have to say
Chirama, come here.
Yes.
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 Okay. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
I'm going up.
I'm sorry, Tracy?
I'm abstaining.
You're abstaining. Okay. Folks, if y'all would be quiet so I can get these votes, I appreciate it. Andrea Turner?
I'll pass.
Joe Anzala?
Yes.
If you want him here, he can be here.
Please, we can hear you.
John O'Brien?
Yes.
This is to abstain, right? I mean to...
This is to suspend the orders of the day. That's correct, and extend time for time to make a change.
Leslie Radford. Leslie.
Yes, let's suspend.
Okay, y'all. Who's the committee voting there? Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Alberto Lorero.
Yes.
Richard Uzel. Hell no. Nia Bediaco.
Yes.
Silence.
Yes. D. Davis. Kathy. Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kimberly Orndorff.
Yes.
Marcel Reed. Marcel? Marcel? Oh, this is not Marcel. Okay, folks, be quiet. Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Neil Wangaza?
No. It's called Moore.
Okay, I think we had a pass up here, Andrea?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
You didn't get Marcel.
I tried. What you got, Marcel? Hello, Marcel? Was that you talking? Okay, the vote is very close, 15-2.
Okay. Okay, so I don't know whether I can do it as chair. Does anyone who voted for this, doing it on Sunday, want to move to reconsider? That can be amended. So that we put another time that we would like to meet. So is there anyone else out there who would like to move to reconsider, who voted for the motion?
I'll move to reconsider. This is Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, Alex. Is there a second for that?
Second.
I'll second it.
Okay. The motion then is back on the floor. It can be amended. Does anyone have a suggested other time other than next Sunday?
How about Tuesday of next week? Is it still available? It was... a couple of days ago.
We have Tuesday of next week.
That way we're quick about it.
Tuesday coming
to? We have a racism meeting next Tuesday.
What is?
We have a racism meeting.
What about Monday?
Monday's the programming committee meeting, everybody.
What about the following
week? Y'all were talking about
we had Tuesday as a suggestion. What other suggestions do we have?
Wednesday?
Thursday's open.
Affiliates meeting on Wednesday.
We've got a meeting on Thursday.
How about the following Monday or Tuesday of the following week?
There's nothing on the KPFX calendar for Thursday the 1st.
Okay.
Nothing for Thursday the 1st are there any objections to Thursday?
Yes.
Yes.
Is Monday or Tuesday of the following week available? Can anyone see?
Tuesday the 6th is available.
Oh, we're supposed to be having finance that night. We would gladly reschedule finance if it meant the P&D could meet that day.
Okay.
What about the first?
Here's what I'd like to do.
It's very bad for me.
I'd like to propose two dates, and you vote for which one you want, and the one with the majority wins. Is that okay? So I hear Tuesday the 6th and Thursday the 1st.
6th. Tuesday the 6th, yeah.
Would anyone like to move that motion?
I will move that.
The first is our local finance committee meeting. So, DAI. So maybe you could find another date, please.
Yeah, and it's Holy Thursday. It really doesn't fix the problem for people engaged in this stuff at all.
Just vote for the 1st or the 6th.
I thought the Thursday was clear.
I moved to the 6th.
Who is that?
Second to 6th.
What day of the week is the 6th?
It's a Tuesday.
Oh, that'd be fine.
And so that's second. I second it. I'm fine.
Okay. I'm hearing objections to. Is there any. I have a second. I have a single day, which is Tuesday the 6th, coming up.
That's
now.
Summer, make that motion.
What's that?
I'm just
here.
Trying to find out who made the motion. Summer. Okay.
It was Summer. Is there any other day that people want considered?
No.
Hearing none. Is there any objection to Tuesday the 6th? Wonderful. Hearing none,
no.
We will have a continuation meeting on Tuesday the 6th.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go into the executive session as quickly as we can, folks. You should all have the numbers.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair. Point of information.
What's the point of information?
It is very difficult finding the code for the executive session.
You would like me to read it out?
No, you can't do that.
I'll give it to the CIB in just a moment. Okay. Do you have email accessible?
Yeah.
In fact, John, take us off the stream. Are we off the stream?